This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1411. Are you a crier? How to talk about it in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA.
Do you cry often? Is it okay for women to cry often but not men? Today, we dive into the topic of crying and we give you 7 ways to describe your own crying or to make a comment to support someone else when they need a good cry. Listen in today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What's up, Michelle? How's it going?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. But I have a question for you.
All right. Go for it.
Sometimes I start out with my questions. And I know. You're like, uh-oh. Are you a crier?
Oh, I'm totally a crier.
Really? Oh, my God. Me too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, I break down for a good cry, I'd say at least once a month. A month. Everything just caves in and it all comes, like something will happen. And I will just start crying. It may not be because of that thing, but it's because of all these other things that I can't necessarily articulate. It's just like emotions and stuff going on. Yeah.
So is it usually when something's just sad or like overwhelmed, kind of like, or like stress? What would you say gets you?
Not overwhelmed or stressed, more something that triggers me emotionally. Like someone will say something to me that I take in the wrong direction or something will happen. I feel, you know, when I just have like a fight with someone or something like that. it's more about that. It's not as much. I don't really cry when I'm stressed out, but stress could be a factor that created the crying. You know what I mean? It could be one of those background factors that's there that makes me cry because that's of true. That trigger. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Right. I guess that would be kind of similar. I think that it is more like if I'm like overwhelmed, like if I'm like very stressed out, like it might, I might like a side effect might be a couple tears, but like, but not too bad. But, I mean, can you think of an embarrassing time when you cried?
I guess I cried a fair amount in my freshman year in college.
Oh, me too. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, like when my parents dropped me off, you probably had the same experience.
Yes.
Or when my parents came for parents' weekend, which, guys, typical American culture, your college usually maybe in October or September, late September, will host a parents' weekend, especially for the parents of freshmen. And I remember crying when they went home at the end of that weekend.
Yeah. I did a lot of crying freshman year of college. I think I'm also most likely to cry if I'm really overtired.
Yeah.
So also like what you said with college, me too. But also when I went to sleepaway camp when I was little, I was so homesick. I remember it was really embarrassing. I still remember that the first night. And I remember being in my bunk bed and just like crying and like thinking nobody could hear me. And then my friend was like, Michelle, like, oh no. Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it happens. Yeah. It's hard. You can't, once you have that urge to cry, it's really hard to suppress it. I can't. Like, I have to cry. If I have to cry, I have to cry.
Me too. Oh my gosh. And for some reason, I don't know why this happens, but if I'm going to cry, sometimes it just happens in public and I can't help it.
Oh yeah.
And like, so I have been out at restaurants multiple times with Dan, multiple times. I mean, where it's a joke between us, where something happens and I just can't help it. And he's always like, can you stop crying? Like, we're at like a restaurant. And he's like, it looks like I'm breaking up with you. What is wrong? And it's like, has nothing to do with him. And I'm always like, I'm sorry.
Oh, I have the same scenario. Don't worry. Yep.
That's so funny. Yeah. I mean, do you think it's okay to cry in public?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an annoyance, but honestly, I don't really believe in suppressing your emotions. Yeah, I mean, really a bummer especially if you're with a big group, but if you're just with your partner, I feel like they should be able to handle it. They know you, right? it's a factor of who you are. But if you're in a big group, it's kind of annoying. You might have to excuse yourself. I would say yes, it's okay because it's just being human, but it's not convenient.
No, it's not. Oh my gosh, have you ever put your sunglasses on when you were outside crying?
No, I don't remember doing that, but
oh gosh, people are gonna worry about me. No, it's not that much, but like, I definitely, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of any particular times, but no, I've definitely done the sunglasses.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And like, but I remember when I was like in middle school, my friend always used to laugh because she said that I was really good at blinking back my tears. Oh. Like, you know, if you do like the blink and then you can kind of, and she's like, oh, you're so good at that. But I don't have that talent anymore.
Oh, I've never heard that. I've never heard
try
that.
It next time. No, I'm
interesting. Interesting. Yeah. But this whole term, stiff upper lip, have a stiff upper lip. Mm. This is really interesting because you are saying here you heard this from your British friends.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I don't want to stereotype, but I've heard a lot from my friends that, like, you know, this having a stiff upper lip is very British, at least for them, and that this is very common, and maybe they're not as emotionally expressive. I wonder about like crying across the world. So funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't want to play in stereotypes here and generalizations, but yeah, I do kind of feel like there may be, we have to get someone on who's from England. There may be an aspect of British culture that is kind of disconnected from emotions. Not that there isn't that in the US, right? Of course there is. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, because our history originates in England, we have some of that too. I don't think it's the healthiest thing though, to be, you know, this idea like, oh, just have a stiff upper lip. Just handle it. I don't think that's healthy.
I don't think I could do it. No, I think it's like, it just makes you feel better. Like if you have to, or
for sure.
Oh my gosh. Or at the ends of like sad movies. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. I was just watching actually over the weekend, Just Mercy. Have you seen Just Mercy?
No.
Oh, it's really good. It's a story of a guy who was on death row, a black man who was on death row in Monroeville, Alabama. Okay. So like deep south where there's a ton of prejudice, and he was on death row for years, 20 years. And there's a lawyer from Harvard, a black lawyer, that came down and decided he was going to fight for him because he was innocent. Wow. And the whole thing is about him finally getting, I'm not going to tell the end. Shouldn't give away the end. But lots of tears during that movie. So but you just want to cry during those, you know, you want to feel the emotions of the movie. So
yeah, no, definitely. So what about at work? I mean, I know that we kind of have a non-traditional, well, it's getting to be more traditional, our work environment. But like, I mean, do you think it's okay to cry at work?
Yeah, I mean, I think,
or in a professional situation.
I think you probably, you know, if I worked in the corporate world, I would definitely make an effort to go to the bathroom if I had to cry, to get away and to not let anyone see it. Maybe one coworker, go to coffee with them and cry to them, maybe, but I would definitely not want to let anyone see it, like in an office meeting situation with a large group. Yeah, but the whole idea of, is it okay or not okay? I feel like it's kind of irrelevant just because if you have to cry, you have to cry. So you have to find a way, but I would try to hide it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that... It can be an uncomfortable thing to feel like you have to cry at work. But exactly. Like you said, if you have to, you have to. So actually, apparently, it's more common than you would think about how many people cry at work. So there was a Monster.com survey, and we have the link from CBS News that talks a little bit more about it. Guys, can you give you the link on that blog? But it said that 8 in 10 people have
who work have actually cried while at work.
Yeah, this doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that much. I would have guessed like 6, 7, and 10, but 8 and 10, you know, it just shows us that we bring our whole selves to the job. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, the old school idea of separating our work self and our home self and our, you know, friend self, there's just one self, right? And so, like, whatever happens to us at work happens to us. So it's like, it makes sense, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's hard not to, like, get, like, let things impact you because, yeah, it's such a part of your identity and what you do. So, yeah.
One question, Michelle, was that for men and women or was it just for women? Do we know?
Oh, good question. I have it open right now. I don't, it just says 8 and 10 workers crying. I'd have to look more closely.
Yeah.
But I don't see anything as I'm scrolling through that it's about men and women.
Right. We'll leave the link in the blog post, guys. But yeah, as I'm just glancing at this, it does not look like it's about gender at all. So I can't even find like male if I search the episode. So yeah, it's probably interesting.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I don't know if they looked at that or if that's part of it at all. But yeah, so you guys, today we're talking about crying, which sounds terrible, but this is important vocabulary to have. It's an important topic, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's always about learning to connect and showing that you have that vulnerability to use vocabulary about crying is really, really important. So so we're going to talk about some important vocabulary words. So you will never see these phrases or these words in your textbook. So these are going to be huge.
Yeah, for sure. And some of these words, these phrases you're going to learn right now, guys, are not always about you sobbing, right? So not always about you crying. So it could be just a comment on something or something useful to connect, as Michelle said. So make sure you listen up here, take notes, right?
That's right. Yeah. And Lindsay, we also want to tell our listeners that they should be subscribing for our transcripts.
They should. Guys, especially, you know, yesterday we mentioned the iOS app, but if you don't have an iOS device, there is another way to get those transcripts. That is to subscribe and to get them emailed to you every Monday morning before the episodes come out for the week. So go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe to sign up for that right now. Cool. If you don't have an iOS device to get our app, you can still get the transcripts delivered to your email inbox every Monday for the upcoming week. Plus, you get to see the episode topics before anyone else does. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. And when you subscribe to the transcripts, you save 50% off the price of buying them individually. allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Okay, awesome. So we are going to go over what I have named the crying scale for vocab. Okay. So it's kind of going to go from like least intense crying to most intense. So what's the first expression?
Okay, so tears in my eyes. So this could be happy or sad. I mean, I usually think of this as more of a happy thing to say. Like I had tears in my eyes when I saw the graduation or a wedding. I always get tears in my eyes at weddings, right?
Oh, what else? At weddings, graduation. Yeah, that's good. I mean, yeah, like at the end of the movie. I mean, for me, like I think we've talked about this many times, was Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, yeah.
And that was when I think I told you about how Dan ruined my cry.
Oh, yeah. I think you mentioned that, something like that. Wait, what did he do again? What happened?
Ugh, it's like, I mean, I don't want to spoil the end of the movie, but you know, like, do you think it's worthy of a cry?
Yeah, I like the end of Goodwill Hunting. Yeah.
It's very moving somehow, and at least to some tears in your eyes. And I was getting to that, like, oh, I'm like, I'm about to cry. Like, this is going to be so great. Because it feels good to cry sometimes in a movie, especially if it's not too sad, but just a little emotional. And as he looks at me and I've like, tears in my eyes. And he's like, are you serious?
No, it is very, I mean, it's not like sad, but no,
it's touching.
It's touching. That's the word. Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, and then I couldn't cry because he had ruined it for me. And I'm like, thanks. Like, I was like, so looking forward to that, like, nice release of emotion. You ruined it.
Well, you'll have to watch it again by yourself. Don't let Dan in the room.
Yeah, he's locking him out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. What's next on the scale, Lindsay?
All right. I cried happy tears or tears of joy. So again, crying for a good reason. Weddings, most common thing. I cried happy tears at my friend's wedding. Super common, right? I think I usually tear up a bit at weddings. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, which brings us to our next one, tear up.
How natural.
So that could also be for like a happy or sad thing, right? So I could say I teared up when my mom surprised me with a visit. Okay, now our scale, it may not completely be like these first three are like kind of similar in like how much you're crying.
I love it. So far, so again, tears in my eyes, happy tears, and tear up. Okay, what would be the next one? This one's common, and I've already heard you say this, Michelle, in this episode a few times.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is my favorite one. A good cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why do people say a good cry? Like, why is crying good? Do you think it's good, Lindsay?
It is good because this has the connotation of release, emotional release.
Yeah.
So like, again, like we said, both of us, like for me, once a month, I'll just kind of break down. It just happens and it's triggered by something, but it's due to other things like maybe stress, underlying stress or lack of sleep, that kind of thing. Releasing something, you know, it feels good. So yeah, I think it's healthy and it, you know, to have a good cry. Right. So I had a good cry and that helped me to get past my feelings. Then you feel so much better after that.
Oh, it's the best. That's why I don't feel bad about it. I think it's better to let it out. Like, now our listeners are going to think that, like, if they happen to run into me somewhere, that I'll just be like crying all the time in my sunglasses. Yeah. Like, that's the picture I'm giving off. Like, just like crying in the streets. It's not true, guys. But it's the episode topic. So.
You're just in touch with your emotions, Michelle.
I am.
Yeah. I mean, today we're not talking about gender, but that would be another angle, obviously, to take this episode in. You know, why is it okay for women? Why is it okay for you to say that? Would it be okay for Dan to say that, your husband? That's my question, right? And what about culture? In our culture, are there other cultures where it is okay for men to cry? I'm curious, actually.
Yeah, that is a good question. And of course, Dan never cries. So,
right. Right. So guys, let us know. You know, come back to our blog for this episode. We do have a few more words to share with you, but this is 1411. Type it in and let us know in the comments, in your culture, is it okay for men to cry? Is it okay for women to cry? Why is there a difference? Fill us in. Let us know.
Definitely. All right. So these next three, before we go, are on the heavier side. So weep. That's on the higher one.
Okay, so that's a lot of crying. To weep. I wept when I didn't get into the play. I imagine that being a lot of crying. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Or then there's sob. Lindsay, you used this one earlier. So the baby sobbed because its mother left the room.
Also crying quite hard.
Yeah. Right? And then I love this one. I mean, it's sad, but cry your eyes out. Cry one's eyes out. So this is very dramatic.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That story was so sad. I cried my eyes out. So good. Exactly. Wow. Yeah. So there is a lot of cry terms in our vocabulary, our everyday vocabulary in English.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, really the takeaway for this is you don't want to just say cry every time, right? We talk about this a lot, like varying our vocabulary, right? If you just say, oh, I cried, she cried, but you know, like it can get a bit boring. Hopefully you're not crying so much that you need 100 different ways to say it. But it can be useful at times to share when you're vulnerable. And I mean, I think it can even be like this conversation. I think a lot of people can probably identify with this. So I think in a way, sharing this can be endearing.
Oh, yeah. It's a universal, like the urge to cry is obviously a human thing. It's not cultural. It's universal. We all experience that urge to cry. The question is, what do we do after that? That's what's interesting to me about this episode, right? And guys, again, this is not just about you describing yourself. It's about how could you respond to other people, right? Like, you know, if you're sitting with someone and they are looking to cry, but they're trying to hide it, say, go ahead, have a good cry. Like, you'll feel better after.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. Or you, you know, you're watching a movie with your friend. You say, oh, I see, I can see you're tearing up. You know, I know this is, you know, then you relate on that level. You have that connection moment, which is what we're going for.
That's a really good point, Lindsay. Yeah. So it's not only about your own crying.
Yeah.
But you can use it in many different ways. So yeah, definitely good for connection. And yeah, this has been a fun episode about crying, which sounds weird, but it's been a little bit fun to talk about.
For sure. And guys, remember, get the transcripts. Even if you don't have that iOS device, you can definitely see the words from today's show, every single word, so you know exactly what to say. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and sign up. Okay. All right, Michelle, really good stuff today. Thanks for hanging out.
Okay. Lindsay, have a good one. Don't cry.
I'll try not to.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.